Right, welcome to the show. Welcome to In Plain Sight, Jimmy from Kentucky on the Public Broadcasting Network, your broadcast for Monday night, March 29th, 2021. Where's the time gone? Seems like just yesterday we were locking down over the flu, right? That was a whole year ago, boys and girls. Anyway, go to republicbroadcasting.org, upper left-hand menu button, find that donate button, and smash it like a Reddit day trader smashing GameStop stocks short sales. And send money to RBN, especially if you make a little money off that stock market. Kick us a bone. For every $100 of free speech that you purchase, you can get a t-shirt. Also, you can get a mug. They were running a special. Maybe Mike will shoot me a text that they're worth a special going on with a t-shirt and a mug. But as far as I know, you get a t-shirt for $100 and a mug for $100 of free speech. The t-shirt and the mugs are free. You are buying free speech. Currently, the special is $115 for a mug, a free mug, and a t-shirt for $115 of free speech. You're buying the free speech. The items are free. Remember that. So send in your address and your shirt size if you would like to purchase free speech. A better investment than anything on the stock market, I will tell you that. Even better than cryptocurrencies or, all of that jazz. Anyway, you can mail your donation in. Also, if you're old-fashioned, break out that boomer checkbook. I've got one, too, even though I'm a young Gen Xer. Mail that to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we are going to be taking your calls live on your 9 o'clock drive, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Kudos on you, fam, because you all have saved the station megabucks by using this 512 number and getting off the 1-800 number. The old number is 1-800-313-9443. And those of us who have unlimited minutes on our cell phone plans, which is relatively common now, mine's like $60 a month, unlimited everything, straight talk. I do not know if straight talk supports anything that's degenerate, so don't call me out on that. I'm just saying that's probably the cheapest and easiest way to go. But call anywhere in the United States and call that 512 number. I understand the network has saved lots of money by people weaning themselves off of the 1-800 and going to the 512. So good on you. That alone is a lot of, is a contribution in and of itself. So, and if you can't give $100, $5, $10. I do around 20 or 30 a month. I think I'm overdue for a donation. Probably the end of this week, we'll be taking care of that. And the reason that we want to promote free speech is because America is crashing. It's going to crash and burn. The U.S. dollar is pretty much dead. And about, 30% of everything, maybe a third of everything that's been printed in circulation has been printed in the last year. So the dollar is going to crash. So what do you do? What do you do, especially you boomers with 501ks, $500,000 in there could be wiped out. I'm not a financial advisor, nor do I play one on radio. But what I would do and what I've been doing is any type of substantial cash I come across after I donate to RBN, I go ahead and buy ammunition. Maybe purchase a weapon or two. Get storable food. Just listen to the advertisements on RBN, and you'll find all sorts of things that you can spend your cash on. Tangible items that you can trade. Alcohol, as a matter of fact. Even if you're a non-drinker, you want to keep a lot of that on hand. I would recommend gin, very medicinal. Get a cabinet full of that. These are things that are going to be tradable and worth value that you can put your hands on and that you can defend with your weapons should you decide to go off grid and not participate in the beast system. That having been said, I do have a few friends and have participated in the stock market for the purpose of making a quick buck and then taking that money and buying tangible assets, land and the like, and supplies. A couple of I knew a family that invested into the pharmaceuticals and made a lot of money off the vaccine push. Well, that's evil. That's unethical. Well, you know what? That money's there to be made. And that money is going to be used by evil people for evil purposes. Why not get in on a little bit of it and use it for good? How about that? You know, the Bible does mention a chapter in Luke 16 about the unjust steward, the parable of the unjust steward. Basically, I don't want to go through it all. This is not our religious segment. That's on Wednesdays. But the gist of it is that, you know, as Christians, you should use the money of this world to advance the kingdom of God and to do good things for people and even for your family. So if you can cash in on a stock or two, I put a little bit into an electric car company and a little bit into a digital asset exchange called Digital Finance Corporation, DIGAF. That's the ticker. I don't know. It may not do anything. It's at a penny right now, but it's a blockchain development. I do not plan on using cryptocurrency. I'm not going to use it. I think that cryptocurrency in and of itself is not evil. It's just a tool. It's like the internet. You can use the internet for good or for bad. You can use a gun for good or for bad. You can use an axe for good or for bad. But it depends on, you know, what it's being used for. And these cryptocurrencies are leading us into the beast system, into a system where we'll have to have there will be a global finance, and you'll have to plug in order to be able to function. It's kind of where the vaccines, the masks led to the vaccines. The vaccines will lead to some sort of a digital, a digital proof that you have vaccines, and we have some articles on that we'll get to. And then that's just going to lead us, that's going to get the public conditioned to think, well, I have to have such and such a digital mark in order to function in society, to buy or sell. Right out of Revelation 13, kids. Mark of the beast, you've heard it, you know what it is. If you don't, just check out my broadcast with Mark Dankoff. We did a three-part series on that, on how the COVID-19 hoax is pushing us into Mark of the Beast territory. Very fascinating stuff. But I mean, if I can make some money off of these, you know, digital finance corporations, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to take that money and I'm going to get things for my family, good things for them. I'm going to stock up on much needed items that can be used in a survival situation and that can be traded. And I think that should be your mindset. It really should. We should start gearing ourselves up for that scenario of almost going totally Amish. I mean, it's eventually going to lead to that. But it'll lead to it in stages, and it'll be a lot slower in these small towns and rural areas, such as where I'm at, and all through up southern Illinois, West Kentucky, Tennessee, Missouri. There's going to be a lot of rural areas where it's going to take a long time for them to implement these drastic changes. And so you can buy yourself some time by moving into a more rural or small town area. Get out of the big cities. Easier said than done, I know, but you got to do what you got to do when it comes to survival. And that's my recommendation, not as a financial advisor, but as a Christian believer in Jesus Christ who sees what's coming via prophecy. And a lot of you who maybe don't believe in prophecy, maybe you're agnostic, you see the very same thing coming, only you don't use the same terminology that I use. You don't use Mark of the Beast or Beast System. You just understand that there is a new system in place that is going to corral people into submission, and those that refuse will be outcasts. So I think we have a lot of common ground. Christians, agnostics, and seeing what is to come. If you're listening to this station, you are very familiar with with what's coming, and I hope that you know what to do by now. So, with that in mind, I wanted to pull up an article of some things going on in Canada. This actually shocked me. Well, nothing shocks me, actually, especially after the last year. Let me use a better word. It was interesting to see them implement these sort of measures so early on. I pulled it from the Stormer. The article reads, "In Canada, a family is locked up and fined $18,000 for having an expired coronavirus test results." Wow. From LifeSite News, that is what the Stormer quotes, LifeSite News, a Canadian mother who, along with her four children and the children's grandmother, were each fined $3,000 after Canadian border agents refused to accept the results of their COVID tests because the results were 2 hours expired. These individuals, the Canadian mother, they're going to fight the charges in court if the charges are not dropped by the Crown. I think we'll all grow old, gray, and die before those charges are dropped, by the way. But let's go on with the article. The mother says, "We have rights as Canadians, and these rights are being violated." Oh, you poor, poor, sweet, sweet summer child. You think you have rights. You think you have rights, especially in Canada. My God. You guys can't own a gun and defend yourselves. I mean, anyway, this poor lady, and I feel for her, but she thinks that she has rights. She thinks this is going to be fought in court. But anyway, I digress. Let's go on with the article. She says that she feels like her rights have been violated. Quoting the woman again, "I am ready to fight the good fight," the mother, a registered nurse who works in chronic care, told LifeSite News, under condition that her name not be published due to fears of retaliation. Lady, I'm sorry, but that's the least of your fears. You try to take that to court, and you're going to get buried. But I'm not saying don't fight. I'm just saying know your fight, like know where your fight is, right? And it's not in the legal system, not in Canada. Anyway, LifeSite News has created a Life Funder page for the family to help them defray costs. LifeSite News reported last month how the mother and her family were returning from the U.S. to Manitoba after having attended the 79-year-old grandmother's medical appointment and visiting family. They all had received negative COVID tests prior to crossing the border by car to return home. Due to car trouble, by the time they reached the border, the tests, which have a 72-hour window of validity, were 2 hours expired. Border agents not only rejected the tests, but went on to slap the family with the maximum fine for, quote, "failing to comply with an order regarding a treatment measure for preventing the introduction and spread of a communicable disease." That's a big one. Let me repeat that. Failing to comply with an order regarding a treatment measure for preventing the introduction and spread of a communicable disease. Keep in mind, kids, this is all because their tests were expired 2 hours because they had car trouble. Right? The family was then hustled off. Now, this is what's really Orwellian, and I guess this did surprise me a little bit just to read it in print, like we knew it was coming. But this next paragraph is what really get you in the clenches. The family was then hustled off to a government-run COVID quarantine facility where they were forced to stay until they could receive additional COVID tests. A government-run COVID quarantine facility. I'm asking the question. This is me asking, not the article. I'm asking the question, who all can be sent to these facilities? Number one. That's number one. Who could be sent there? What arbitrary rules or supposed laws could they use to send someone there? Have you questioned the whole COVID-19 narrative? Are you a non-masker? Do you not care about your fellow world citizen, specifically the ones of color who are more susceptible? Maybe you're a racist. Maybe you protested the election hoax. Maybe you're a Trump supporter. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're just a true American who doesn't want to engage in the system. Maybe you have been deemed mentally unstable by some Jewish Freudian shrink. And now they're going to be like, well, not only can you not own guns, but we need to quarantine you because of your haphazard health, your health habits, your lack of participating in the hoax. You've probably been exposed and we can check you out. What? You've never tested? You've never had the swab rammed up your nose into your eye socket? You've never had the anal swab? Well, we're going to have to do something about that. You're going off to a COVID quarantine facility. You see where this all could go and how ugly this could get real fast. Those are all my comments, by the way. That's not in the article. I'm just commenting on the article because, like, we're actually seeing a family here in Canada be taken to a government-run facility and forced quarantine. Current year, that's where we're at. The mother, back to the article, by the way, the mother related details to LifeSite News this week about their stay in the quarantine facility. She said, quote, "We stayed in the hotel 3 days and two nights. We did our schoolwork, prayed, had Zoom dancing lessons, okay, and we ate our meals," she said. "We were escorted outside once a day for a walk around the property." Yes, boys and girls, once a day, just like you would take your pet out for a walk. These people, the government COVID quarantine facility graciously, very graciously, the benevolence is overwhelming, allowed these people they took them out and walked them once a day around the property. A nurse came to the room. This is a good one. Check this out. A nurse came to the room for a wellness symptom check every morning. Isn't that nice? Don't they care about you so much? Maybe you don't pass the wellness symptom check. You got to stay another week or two. Month or two? Finally, back to the article. Finally, we received all of our negative results at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, February 17th. We needed to wait for the quarantine officer to email a discharge note for each of us. And this happened quickly. So there's a quarantine officer, right? A quarantine officer. Very interesting. Got a break coming up where we're right in the middle of this article. So we're probably going to have to finish it on the other side. But wow, sends chills up my spine. We'll be back right after the break to finish this article and further commentary on InPlainSight.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back to In Plain Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on your Monday night, and we're just dissecting this article on the goings-on in Canada of a family that got their COVID tests like good little world citizens, and they were negative. They went across the U.S. border for a medical appointment for the elderly female in the family, the matriarch. They were returning to Canada. Their vehicle broke down and it delayed them. And their COVID tests were expired by 2 hours. 2 hours. And the Canadian border guard wouldn't let them in. So they were forced quarantined in a government-ran COVID quarantine facility. I just want you to like try to imagine that. I know we've got listeners in Canada. Shout out to you, Daryl, guy. Well, like here in America, like I can't imagine that. I can't imagine anybody going along with that. But could we get to the point where people do just go along with it? Where it's the new normal? Those are questions. And the answers are frightening. Back to the article. We'll finish the article, then we got a call we want to take. It might be after the break. But so here's the female, the mother of that family who has been quoted in the article. She says, "We were so happy to get home. We were all still puzzled why we needed to go to the hotel in the first place," she added. "For the next number of days." Now, this is another good one. Let this one sink in. "For the next number of days, government agents empowered by the Quarantine Act would call the family to make sure they were compliant with the rules related to quarantining at home. They called 6 times a day, the mother related. One call for each person. 6 calls a day. They were very concerned about where the non-traveler, my husband, was living in the house." All right, here's a good one. So let me set this up for you because you might miss it in the reading. So the whole family traveled, but the husband stayed home. Right? You dig it? So the family comes back, their COVID test expires, they get thrown into a government COVID quarantine facility. And then after a while, they're released. They go back home to the husband who didn't travel, who's still there. And now they're asking them questions like, well, where's the man staying that didn't travel? Are you around him? So anyway, they kept asking, back to the article, how were we keeping separate? Even though we all had two negative tests each, they also made one house call where they needed to show, where we needed to show ID and answer a bunch of questions again. Imagine those of us in America, those of you Americans, imagine that someone's showing up to your house and walking in your house and saying, show me your ID and tell me how you're staying separate and quarantine during your quarantine in your house. Oh, and by the way, the other guy that's living here, your family member, where's he at? Is he being exposed? Check that out. I mean, just think about that. They also made one house call. They showed where we needed to show ID, answer a bunch of questions again. The mother did not sit idle at home. She related how she called the border agents numerous times, asking why her children had been fined and how the children were expected to pay the fines. I explained the situation, focusing on how I did not understand how my 9-year-old or 12-year-old were expected to pay this fine. Within that week, I received a letter sent by registered mail from the Public Prosecution Service of Canada stating that the Crown will not be prosecuting your children. So just the adults, not the children. How benevolent. Isn't that wonderful? The Crown is not going to prosecute the children. I mean, it's an act of mercy, but they're still going to prosecute the adults. The mother said that she wished at the time, the border crossing, she had known more about her rights as a Canadian citizen. She would have insisted on the agents to respect her rights. Yeah, that would have worked. I think Canada is gone. I think it's done. Stick a fork in it. Sorry, all of you all in Canada. But if that's what they're allowed to do there, it's done. And my question is, when will it come to America? And the second question, more important, is what are you going to do about it? I'm not Fed posting, by the way. Let's go to our caller, Mark in Texas. You got a minute or two before the break, and we'll hold you over. Mark, how are you doing? Hey, Mark.
First condolences to Rick Adams and his family.
Yep. Yes.
He's a good man. Hopefully we will all be able to see him again. He's in a better place.
Yeah. But believers on Jesus Christ, we'll see each other again in the afterlife. That's true.
Yeah, that's right, brother. Hey, I got a great idea. I've been thinking about it for a couple of months. And I'm going to give it to you and Patrick and RBN.
Hey, Mark.
As a moneymaker, fundraiser.
Before you get to your idea, just so you're not interrupted, we're like a couple of seconds from the break. So why don't we take the break and we'll catch that on the other side.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Memory! Your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage. Bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. And stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
Hi, what's that? Great show full of content. On Monday night, we have Mark from Texas. Mark, you were going to give us your idea.
Hi, brother.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Here's the deal. What are we missing here in America today? Well, we're missing a lot, but we're missing debate. What we've got is a worthless media that just, you know, my God, there's this total propaganda. There's no dissension anywhere. I mean, that's like the probability of that is impossible, that there's not any dissension. So what we need, brother, is we need a debate night live in America on RBN. And our first guest will be Dr. David Duke and Dr. Louis Farrakhan. And I'm telling you what, dude, that would rock it up. That would sell some amazing advertising and publicity. And you can make it happen. You know, I can't really make it happen. I mean, I could, but, you know, I got other shit I got to do. But, hey, this is, I'm telling you, dude, America is ready for talk. We got no talk. It's all that bullshit.
That would be a good debate. Farrakhan and David Duke. I'll need to look it up. I'm not familiar if those two have ever shared a debate platform.
Well, hey, Pat, hey, here we go. That would be beautiful. And then week two, we got Patrick and Nick Fuentes against whoever. And it's a weekly deal, and it's live on RBN. The only place you can hear it is RBN. Dude, it is gold. and I hope you run with it.
I'm liking where that's going. I think Patrick has made an attempt to reach out to Nick Fuentes, and we'll see. You know, Nick is a little more mainstream. I think he's cautious about coming on certain platforms.
Well,
but
you know, I understand. But if he's not ready, we'll go to James Edwards. We'll go to you know, we have a whole list. If people that are ready to have an honest conversation. And politically, I understand the climate might not be good at first, but, you know, we got to do something to get a conversation going, because this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Hey, yeah,
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry.
Don't get us kicked off.
I'm sorry. No, I love y'all. I love everybody, man. I love international Jews. I want them to be saved. Right.
Yeah. Well, that would be interesting. I mean, because if we could pull that, and that would be a big if, and I'll definitely make the calls. You know, I have contact with Dr. Duke and Dr. Slattery. And if we could arrange something, let's say like your first suggestion with Duke and Farrakhan, I mean, that would get Farrakhan's audience into RBN and Duke's audience into RBN.
Absolutely.
And that would not only expand the audience, but it would be interesting debate.
And so, advertising would be a hot deal during the show, I promise you.
And I'm all about open and free debate. That's what free speech is all about. Get the ideas out there. Let the public decide. And
yeah,
you might
let RBN make a couple of dollars. Why not?
You might find in such a debate as you've laid out that you'll hear the audience and the debaters, you know, have a lot of common ground. You know, there's a lot of common ground.
Let me give you a little history. Back in the day, my mom, when she was a young lady, used to go down to Dallas Memorial Convention Center and hear a debate by Church of Christ preachers. And it was a full audience. And this must have been in the 50s or 60s. People like debate. It's very exciting. I mean, look at what the our puppet masters do with the debates with the president. I mean, it's huge rating, big bucks for all the sponsors. Well, let's do it ourselves. Let's do our own debate and get it out there. I don't know how we do it, but RBN is, you know, seems to be the best solution that I could come up with.
It's a good platform. I can say that I'll make the phone calls. I can't promise anything, but I like the idea. I like where that's going. Good idea,
Mike. All right, brother. Hey, love you. Talk to y'all later.
Appreciate the call. And we get a little excited here on RBN, and callers are passionate. We like that. But remember, this is tantamount to primetime television, probably in the 80s. So we got to keep the language primetime, because there's probably families with kids and grandkids listening. We don't want to get our show kicked off RBN. So appreciate it, Mark. And let's all watch the language, callers. Next, we got another caller here. Kathleen from Texas. Texas is big tonight. Go ahead, Kathleen. You're on the air.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hi.
I wanted to inquire about, first of all, I've been praying for Rick Adams' family, and I know that everyone else is on RBN. I wanted to know how William's doing. I haven't heard from him for a long time.
I haven't either. I've not been able to get a hold of him on the home line that I had his home number, And so I'll have to check my emails. I haven't seen an email from him. I'm going to reach out and email him and try to catch him on his home number again. But yeah,
he's always in our prayers too, I'm sure. So thank you very much. Maybe you could tell him that we're all praying for him. And I know that he had said his son was going to be able to see his son. So maybe his son is staying longer or something. But anyway, all right. God love you, Jeremy.
Oh, thank you. God bless you, Kathleen. Thanks. And yeah, prayers are going out to William and his family and the Rick Adams family, RB and host. And very good call. Thanks, Kathleen. And I think we went through our callers for now, so I'm going to go back to content. But yeah, that's it's not a bad idea, getting some debates. I've reached out to some different people. I've reached out to Pastor Manning, very strong leader in the black community. And but Farrakhan and David Duke, that would be monumental. I'm not sure if that's happened before. If you're listening, Patrick, shoot me a message. Tell me if you've known that if that's happened before. But it would be great if we could make it happen on RBN. It would really be an audience pleaser right there. Well, anyway, we finished the article on the Canadian family that was forced quarantined, and I just want you to think about that. You know, what are we going to do when that comes here? How are we going to respond? And it's going to take large numbers of us. You know, it's going to take more than just one family or one person or a group of people. It's going to take thousands and millions of people to push back against this legally and nonviolently in order to make that happen. So on with the other articles that I've prepared for you tonight. There's a lot of talk about the GOP taking the House in 2022, and the conventional wisdom is, well, let's look at the past. You know, Obama got the presidency and then he eventually lost the House. And then you had a House and Senate against Obama. And this is all by design. Just similarly, you had Trump take the presidency and then he had the House and Senate and then he lost the House. And so the thinking, especially in the alt-right, not so much in the conservative right-wing media, but the alt-right, the thinking is, well, this is by design. They don't want one side to get an edge on the other. They don't really want progress on either side. They just want to keep nudging us along into this path of global governance. And so, you know, when you have a president like Obama or like Trump, you know, they're going to make sure that they have plenty of opposition to have that good old fashioned gridlock in Washington, right? And not accomplish anything. And it's very true. Trump didn't accomplish a lot, even though I will say this, wish I had the old orange guy back. I even combed my hair over, before I got my hair cut. I combed it over, I did the old Trump comb over just to honor the guy, just to remember, man, things were a little bit better back then. At least he was putting up a little bit of a fight. But no, it's true. He didn't accomplish anything. But I think we're in a whole new realm of politics now. I do not think the GOP will take the House in 2022. That's the prediction by the alt-right. And I don't. I would covet, you know, Dr. Slattery's commentary. We'll probably get to this tomorrow night on the Patrick and Jeremy show as to what he thinks, but I don't. I think that playbook has been scrapped. That's the old playbook. And we're in the playbook now where Republicans, Democrats, all on the same page, doesn't matter who has the House, but I think you're going to see a Democrat-dominated House at least, and eventually the Senate. And here's why. Here's why. Redistricting. Now, let me pull up a couple of articles to tell you to back this up a bit. Washington Post. This is an opinion article. The House looks like a GOP lock in 2022, but the Senate will be much harder. So Washington Post is saying basically Dems will keep the House. And it gives the reason of redistricting. Redistricting will take place in almost every congressional district in the next 18 months. The party of first-term presidents usually loses seats in the midterms following their inauguration. President Barack Obama's Democrats lost 63 seats in 2010, and President Donald Trump's Republicans lost 40 seats in 2018. But the redistricting process throws a wrench into the gears of prediction models. And this is also tied to the 2020 census. Another article that I want to pull up to sort of back this up. It's an older article. It's an older one, but it checks out. Wall Street Journal. 2020 census must count illegal immigrants when allocating House seats. Judges rule. And this is a decision to block President Trump's plan to exclude those not in the U.S. legally. This is back in September 10th of 2020 by Paul Overberg. A special three-judge panel has blocked Trump's plan to exclude immigrants living in the U.S. illegally from the 2020 census count that will be used to redistribute the seats in the House of Representatives. Acting on two lawsuits filed in New York by a group of states, cities, counties, and civil rights groups, the judges said on Thursday that the plan violates several laws that spell out how the results of the decennial census are to be used. That means every 10 years, by the way. Census are to be used for the distributing of congressional seats. So there you go. That was the shot back then in the fall. And that's one thing we can give Trump some kudos for, with all of the criticism that he is due. He did try to push back on this because either he or his advisors understood that these congressional seats would be affected by the 2020 census. So, and as we see the illegals pouring over the border, I don't see any hope of this turning around. I think that you're going to, and because we know that the illegals vote Democrat, I mean, that's just the way it is. And this isn't a Republican-Democrat thing. I'm not stuck in that paradigm, so don't take me the wrong way. The Republicans are just as disgusting, more so, because they claim to stick up for us, the right-wing, American Republic. But they cuck out. They totally cuck out, just like they did on the vote count on January 6th, when just because a couple of feds posing as Antifa, busted up the Capitol, and then normal Americans walked in, just because all that happened, there was no contest on that day on January 6th. So we see the Republicans rolling over time and time and time again, and they're completely and utterly worthless. I think that the answer here is to disengage. Now, back in the fall and in December, even, I was pushing for Trump because, Trump and his movement did represent the American Republic. So therefore, to support Trump was to support the Republic. But now that's done. That's done. The system was too powerful. He's gone, and we're in a whole new realm. We're in the new normal. And the new normal is millions of illegals being counted to affect the congressional seats. That's the new normal. Plus, they have put out legislation, this administration has, that basically will, set in stone all of the voting, the mail-in votes, and people can just mail it in. There's everything that was done in the election hoax is now legal and set in stone, and will happen every election. there will be no more legit elections. Well, the majority of them anyway. Perhaps if you live in a really good rural area, voting, your vote may count, but I really just don't, I don't see any hope for this politically. So the hope is going to be in organizing in lower levels of government, county seats, municipalities, sheriffs, run for sheriff if you're young and healthy and influential. And that's going to be the pushback. And we see this already, 14 states, litigation against Biden over the closure of the pipeline, and also multiple Second Amendment sanctuaries all throughout the states. That's going to be where the pushback is. And also there's a pushback against COVID lockdowns, Mississippi being an entire state that's not going to do. So I don't want to be doom and gloom, but I do want to be realistic. And the political solution, it's done. Stick a fork in it, Johnny. It's done. Marcus from Idaho. Marcus, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Jeremy, I totally agree with you. I think that the Democrats will definitely take the House in 2022, and that's not going to be a good thing for America. They have plans. What worried me for a long time is that all of these Republicans and Democrats have engaged in the 2020 agenda with the mayors' associations across America to really infiltrate all of our systems, and that we're so saturated with that globalist agenda that there's like Texas governor is part of that. The Texas Austin mayor is part of that. The mayors across the cities of America are just so influenced by the idea of Agenda 2020 or Agenda 2030 that they're so they're going to go along with it, and there's no going back in that. I'm just getting ready for biblical.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the ball has been set in motion, and as you said, the UN Agenda 2021 and the UN Agenda 2030, and you can pull it up. It's all written out. They've had it written out for decades now. It is an actual plan to bring us into this global governance and under the guise of sustainable development, population control, preservation of the environment. And that's what this whole COVID thing is. And that's why they wanted to get rid of Trump and get America out of the way, because we were standing in the way. But, you know, the silver lining in this Bolshevik cloud is that by doing what they did, by overplaying their hand, they've woke up a lot of people. And I'm hoping, I'm praying, that at least the people in America will resist. And that's where it is at, is resistance on the lower levels, on the county and state levels. So I think that's what we're seeing, and I hope there's more of that. Very good points, Mark. Did you have some more to add? I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, no, it's only the boomers that are involved with this. There's some millennials, but for the most part, it's people who were engaged in life in the 70s and beyond or before that are going to be part of this. And
that is a driving force. That is a driving force. I've seen a lot of young people though that are coming on board. But you know, I've also seen a lot of Zoomers, the new generation, that are pushing back. And some of these Zoomers, I mean, they're pretty sharp, and they don't have the white guilt. They don't have the Holocaust guilt, and they're willing to come out and question the system. And I think that might be the future, is to train these Zoomers for resistance against this beast system. Yes.
Yeah, and as long as we can hold on to our biblical principles and believe that God and Christ is risen, and that we can go forward with the right ways in life, hopefully we can stave off the devil's takeover for a little bit longer.
Yeah, very well said, Marcus. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you for your call. And, you know, that's exactly it. I mean, even if you're not a spiritual person, maybe you don't see, maybe you're agnostic if you're a listener and you don't see these things in biblical principles, we have common ground, because you also believe and you also have seen, all of you agnostics out there, you have seen the system come down on the global population in a way that has never been done before in the history of humanity. The entire globe coming together and supporting this COVID hoax, the masks, now the vaccines, and also the registrations that allow you to function in society. You see it coming. And part of you, in the back of your mind, you're like, wow, those Christians weren't so crazy. And all of their doomsday sayings, because we can all see it right now. But the point is resistance. Resist, resist. Do not test for the COVID-19. Do not take the vaccine. Do not accept any mark in your body. And even though I said, yeah, you can invest in cryptocurrency and make a little money, but use that money to set yourself up with tangible assets to be able to resist the system. It's kind of like, and you can enjoy it a little bit too. Do a little travel, do a little enjoyment before the whole thing comes crashing down. It's kind of like you're on the Titanic and it's going to sink in an hour. So you run into the kitchen and you have a nice dinner of filet mignon with a $120 bottle of scotch. And you sort of enjoy that before the ship sinks and you got to jump out on the lifeboats or on a floating piece of wood. It's kind of where we're at. Don't want a black pill, just want to be real. At the end of the show, I really appreciate the callers. Thank you for being with me, and we'll be back tomorrow night with the dynamic duo here on In Plain Sight with excellent, most excellent political analysis. See you then.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.